Now, back at home, and DSP networks, with support from colleagues around Europe, have now restored power to over 660,000 homes, farms and businesses impacted by Storm Éowyn. There are still over 100,000 without power. For them, it is day seven. Crews have been working flat out to fix the network, many in difficult and remote terrain. Nicholas Tarrant is the managing director of ESB Networks. He's here in studio and we'll talk to him very shortly. But first, let's hear from Cara O'Mahony. She's a teaching principal at Broadford National School in County Kildare, where power returned late last night. Her school will reopen this morning for the first time since last Thursday. She spoke to our reporter, Kieran Dineen.
Every night I have been texting the parents, letting them know that we'd keep them updated, and if there were any power came back before 9 a.m. the next day, we'd try and reopen immediately. And then just sending out various text messages every day, just keeping people updated.
Do you know how parents have been coping, how the kids have been coping?
Yeah, they're fairly under pressure, you know, no water, no heat. No electricity, no internet. So I know a lot of the parents have been using some of the local hotels to work from home. And then obviously there's the issue with childminding, but it's putting a lot of pressure on families. And yeah, we looked about maybe going online, but none of them had internet, or the majority of them didn't have internet, because I checked in with a few different parents, and even some of the text messages I was sending out were hit and miss on whether they were receiving them. So not only do they not have the power, they don't have internet either. So it's a real catch-22 situation. Now, we did open the school on Tuesday to allow people to come and collect books, and we did assign work. We wrote it up on the whiteboards, and some families turned up, but that was as much as we could do.
Teaching Principal Cara O'Mahony. In Galway, TUM Educate Together remains closed. Here's Fiona Feeney, the acting principal there.
So it's been a rather frustrating week. I suppose it's really helped me to build my patience. We've been waiting every evening to hear about reconnection, and that means a staff member going into the school late on to see if anything's come back. And usually we've had a negative answer. So it's been just very difficult, because then you have to get word out to parents, let staff know that school won't be going ahead the next day. From Tuesday onwards, the teachers were just sending little messages to see how they were getting on, maybe asking them to do active homework, like our active schools had kind of put together a little challenge for them to do press-ups, jumping jacks and the likes, go for a walk, do some kind of active homework, tidy your room, whatever it might be. But yeah, that's how we've been engaging with the children so far. I suppose we have no idea when we'll reopen. I've been waiting every night, every evening to see if there's news, but there hasn't been. I think the estimated time for reconnection is Friday night at 9 p.m. So we wait here on that.
And that was Fiona Feeney there from TUM Educate Together. Nicholas Tarrant, Managing Director of ESB Networks. A very good morning to you. Thank you for coming to studio.
Good morning, Mary.
It's been an incredibly busy time for your crews, and I think people have acknowledged the hard work, the round-the-clock work they have been doing to restore supply. Will you put some context on the scale of what you've been dealing with? We know there were more than 750,000 homes, businesses, farms without power.
Yes, it's been a very challenging week, and of course a very challenging week for customers right across the country. This was really an extreme weather event. We've seen wind speeds as part of this event that go back to really before the electricity infrastructure was built in this country, you know, in the 1950s and 60s with rural electrification. There's been incredible damage across the country, and just going back to your report there, I visited some of the locations myself across the last couple of days. And I was actually in TUM and Galway and up to Castlebar and down to Athlone yesterday. And that area around TUM is one of the worst affected areas in the country. So the scale of the damage is really incredible. We, as you mentioned, we started on Friday morning with 768,000 customers without supply. That's almost one third of all connected customers. And there were parts of the country in the Midlands, and particularly up in the west, where you know, huge portions of the customers in those areas were didn't have electricity when our teams came to work on Friday after the red alert. So the scale of the challenge here has been huge. Even though it's, I know, not a comfort to the customers that still don't have electricity, I think we have made incredible progress. We've got assistance, you know, beyond our own teams from our contract partners and from countries right across Europe who've come to our aid, who understand really the scale of what we're facing here. And I'd say in European terms, the most recent storm that would be similar was Storm Ciarán that hit France, northern France, in November 2023.
Okay. Have you ever dealt with the likes of this before on this scale?
Nothing like this, Mary, no. If you go back to some of the biggest storms that we have faced, it's really the likes of Storm Dara, which is very recent, obviously, in December. And then before that, it was 2017 with Storm Ophelia. And back before that, again, Storm Darwin. And
but you'd be talking about a couple of 100,000 at the most out. This time, 750,000 out. You mentioned Tuam as being particularly badly affected. Are there particular characteristics with the supply around the Tuam area that made it so vulnerable?
Well, it's really across, if you take the Midlands and the Northwest, really that area took the brunt of the storm. The record that was set was off Mace Head, and really it was the northwest of the country that took really the most severe of these ferocious winds, and hence the damage. And what was unique about this storm was it impacted from our high voltage network right down to medium voltage and the low voltage. And you mentioned previous storms. Just to put it in context for your listeners, it would have been less than 400,000 customers in Storm Dara and Storm Ophelia. So we're talking here about almost double the number of customers without supply when we started our restoration efforts last Friday.
And I'll get timelines for final restoration from you in just a minute. But I want to talk some more about maybe the lessons that ESB Networks can learn from this in terms of the resilience of the network we have in the country. What are those lessons and what are you learning?
Well, I think one of the things, you know, for sure, look, the scale of this event, that we'll have to really take stock on, you know, the network overall and where we are. I think, look, the restoration effort, albeit that it's obviously very difficult for customers, I think that restoration effort has gone well. We're well tested in that type of restoration. We have, an electricity network in this country that's dominated by overhead lines. Yeah. We've about 160,000 kilometres of overhead lines in this country. And, you know, for us now, as we're facing into the future around investment, if you think about the electricity network as critical national infrastructure, it's required for housing, for the economy, and of course, for climate action. Yeah. So continued and expanded investment is going to be crucial
so
for the future.
What needs to change?
Well, I think we're going to continue. I think very significant investment in the electricity network is one of the things. And I think on the broader scheme, we'll have to take stock on the scale of the damage here and look at the cause of that damage. And, you know, what we think, you know, how unique was this event? If you go back to wind speeds that haven't been seen since the 1940s, you know, what do we think around climate change and the frequency of these events for the future and how we can build resilience into the network?
But stay with that question of building resilience into the network and what needs to change with the network. Do you need to avoid heavily wooded areas? Does there need to be a greater attention to trees and where those trees are in relation to cables? Do you need to go underground or is that feasible?
Well, I think, we heard from Sean Moynihan earlier in the programme about the trees that impeded, our roadways and getting out to vulnerable customers, etc. In the early days, in the aftermath of the storm, so many trees came down across the country. And for certain, we're going to have to look at the whole area of trees and, you know, resilience of the infrastructure from that point of view.
Yeah, I just wonder, though, should you have been looking at trees right along the way?
Well, we do have dedicated teams who cut back trees across the country. We have a programme of work that's planned every year around that. But we're talking here about the severity of this event. I mean, the number of trees that came down and impact on the network
will
was extreme.
Will you have a review and will you publish the findings of that review?
Well, we will be undertaking a review, and I'm sure we'll be doing that in conjunction with other agencies. And any of the findings around that, we certainly will publish, and we'll be looking forward to the winter coming up and then the wider implications for future investment.
And what can you tell people this morning still without power in terms of reconnection?
Well, we have, as we've discussed, you know, we've made significant progress. We still have over 100,000 people who don't have electricity this morning. We are working with huge resources. We have approximately 2,800 people working on the storm restoration directly and supported. And we are working through the next number of days to get that number down as low as possible. It will go into next week, as customers know. And we'll be keeping customers updated on PowerCheck. I know there are some issues with people being able to use PowerCheck. Exactly,
yeah.
Because of the challenge around connectivity.
But you're talking about the middle of next week or towards the end of next week?
Well, it will progress as the week goes on. It's very difficult to predict at this stage, given the scale of the damage, exactly when all customers are going to be back. But we are going to keep customers informed as over the coming days as to how that restoration effort is going and as the numbers are coming down. But the scale of the damage out there is still very, very significant in this really unique storm.
Nicholas Tarrant, Managing Director of ESB Networks, thank you very much for your time this morning. It's 29 minutes to 9.